G'day. My name's Alan Madden, Gadigal Elder. First and foremost, I'd like to acknowledge our Aboriginal Elders, past and present, and pay my respects. And to all our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island brothers and sisters that may be watching, welcome to Gadigal Land, Aboriginal Land. And to all our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, a very warm and sincere welcome to you, to Gadigal. Gadigal is one of 29 clans of the Eora Nation. The Eora Nation is bounded by nature's own. The Hawkesbury River to the north, the Pean to the west, and George's River to the south. And in between those three mighty rivers is the Eora Nation. And in that nation, there are 29 clans. And the clan's land we're on today is Gadigal. On behalf of members of the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council and of the Gadigal mob, once again, a very warm and sincere welcome to you, to Gadigal. And as I've mentioned many times before, was, is, and always will be Aboriginal land. Only three things surer than that: coming, taxation, and going. But once again, on behalf of the Land Council and of the Gadigal mob, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, even as kids, we used to walk into Botany Bay, or out as far as the 60s, and that just down the road there, that was a freshwater source of Sydney, where Sydney Airport is at. We used to swim in there. You know, we used to walk down the Larpa. We used to dive off the wharf at Larpa. And the old ferries would come in and all the oil workers, and they'd throw coins in the water and we'd die for them. You know, we swum in these rivers. I first learned to swim in the George's River up at Liverpool. We used to jump off into the river off the old railway bridge. And my father just got sick of it. And he said, well, if you're going to be jumping off that bloody bridge, you want to learn to swim. So that's what we done. You know, and the Hawkesbury River has always been part and parcel of who we've been in there, swimming there, the Nepean River, you know. The whole lot of the river system is just part and parcel of our culture. It's like John the Baptist, I suppose. When you went down the rivers, they get baptized. Well, you know, we've done the same thing here. We've been baptized in all these rivers and creeks, you know, because as kids, that's where we wanted to be, and that's how, you know, just to swim there. And to see what it was like. You know, and why would you want to swim in? Because it's there. Why wouldn't you? All across this Aboriginal nation of ours, there's one law, Aboriginal law. And I mean the L-O-R-E, and that it's never changed. It's been the law since the law was the law. Because that's who we are. And that's how we've survived so long, because of that. You take the early days when the old fellas were sitting around with the kids, telling them about their totems, and telling them about their lands, telling them about their fathers, telling them about the old fellas, telling them about Boyomi that come out of the sky, how the emu got to be there, how the kangaroo got to be there, you know? All these things were told to these people, and they were handed down year, century after century, you know? And they haven't changed. They're still the same old stories. And if you have a look at song lines that run right through this country, you know, the words will change in that song line, but the custom don't change. The law don't change. It just filters through, and it's way, way, way across this land.